see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh yes, you're hearing about the wonderful world today. This is Barry Miller, a full-time practicing real estate broker here in the Front Range, especially Denver area and Colorado Springs on up to Longmont, etc. I don't go much farther north than Longmont, but I cover from Springs to Longmont, 40 years in the business. That is my day-to-day work. It's what I love, Larry. I'm a consumer advocate. I love serving buyers and serving sellers. You talked about the 10 smart and savvy steps for home buyers, and I chose today for Barry's World to say, how many steps are there for smart and savvy home sellers? My tip gives the answer. Smart and savvy home sellers have 10 steps to a successful home selling experience. And I thought long and hard about it. Yes, it's two. In other words, to have a successful home selling experience, you'd better take those 10 steps. Smart and savvy home sellers' 10 steps can be categorized into four groups. The first group is absolutely the most important group. By the way, it's a group of one step, deciding to become a seller or not. That's the basis. That's where we start our boot camps and our seminars, helping you not decide to become one, but to decide to become one or not, just to help you with analysis. Deciding to become a seller or not is absolutely the most important step. Group number two, the next most important group, is also a one-step group. And that is selecting the right agent. It's just as important for the seller, Larry, as you know, as it is for the buyer. The third group of these 10 steps, however, is the marketing of your property. And finally, the fourth group of all these steps is all about negotiating to your successful sale. Don't shortchange yourself ever. Take all 10 steps and take them seriously.
That's right. Thank you, Barry. I completely agree. So if there are only two main groups of these vital 10 steps after a consumer decides to become a seller, and after the seller selects the best real estate agent, what does a good top real estate agent do to earn a commission?
You got it. You have the experience. I could tell you your past five or six sales. Okay, you must be a 10, right? We know you've sold 10 of those 11 primary residences.
That's
a key question, Larry. What does a top real estate agent do to earn a commission? Larry, the big skill and the big work is negotiating. Negotiating carefully but skillfully for the good of the agent's client. I'm focused on the seller in this segment. So I'll say, if you're a seller's agent, your job is the fiduciary to be a top negotiator for that seller. You have a comment?
Well, I completely agree that negotiating is critically important and is very poorly done by most real estate agents, in my not so humble opinion.
But you're honest and knowledgeable opinion, because that's spoken from knowledge. Larry, it is awful. The lack of negotiations that is out there is immense. The lack of information, the lack of training, the lack of skills. And by the way, it's based on the fact for over 100 years, agents didn't have to serve anybody except themselves. They didn't have any duties to the buyer except, oh, I'll treat you honestly, but I'll get whatever I can for myself and the seller. That's how the industry was until the late 1900s. 1980s. Actually, you know, we started it in the early 80s, but it took years before it had an impact on the industry. And it took over a decade before the industry would even acknowledge that negotiations is something that should exist. Do you know negotiations was illegal prior to the early 1990s? Illegal in all 50 states. It wasn't taught. So that's why negotiations is still so, so poorly done. There's an adjective that you could put on before poorly. It's so poorly done. So, yeah, Larry, that's the big one. Now, there's another vital skill. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to go to that one.
Yeah, go.
In this one, most real estate agents don't even understand what this means, in my
They don't
opinion.
Know what the word means. What's
and
the word?
And the word is marketing. And marketing is not putting a sign in front of your house, and it's not putting it on a website. Let's get down to, a lot of houses sell without a lot of marketing, and therefore the commission should be adjusted for that fact. But there are houses that require significant amounts of marketing to be sold in a reasonable period of time.
Larry, there are two vital skills. Each of them is vital, and you said the second one, marketing. It's negotiating and marketing. That's what good real estate agents do to answer your questions to earn a commission.
That's right. And Barry, talk for a couple of minutes, if you could, about marketing and what are some of the, I don't want you to give away the deep, dark secrets, but what are some of the little secrets?
I'll give the deep, dark secrets. Know what the heck you're doing. Have training in it before you ever take a listing. And I mean extensive training. You have to do 5 or 6. Funny that you have that number. We've had that number for decades because that's what we've observed from sellers and buyers. Through the years, through the decades, it takes 5 or 6 at least sales for the agent to know how to effectively market a home. Marketing starts with research. That's one of the deep and dirty secrets. It's dirty because agents don't like research. It's vital, though, that agents research numbers of what's going on in that neighborhood. How many homes in that price range sold in the last 45 days in that marketplace? Not just how many. Oh, we could find that out, Larry, in 2 minutes on our MLS data. But then you have to research and look at the data, like 20-some columns of data, and say, how many days was each of those homes on the market? Why did 4 of those homes that sold in this price range go under market in fewer than 4 days? Why did 4 of them take 15 or more days? You're getting the idea? Research is one item, and it's the one I'm going to stay focused on, Larry, because it's the one that gets the least attention. And yes, research is a vital part of the vital step of marketing. And by the way, most people you've asked what marketing is, you'll never hear the word research. And when you don't hear that word, ask that nice agent to have another sip of their tea or coffee before they leave.
Yes, and I want to point out that part of the reason why real estate agents, in my opinion, object to research is it requires work. And a lot of agents, from my experience, don't really want to work.
I would wholeheartedly agree with that, and I would add the other half of what the agents don't like. Math, M-A-T-H. Now, that kind of research is what I call heavy-duty math. It's the 4 basic elements of math: addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And believe it or not, way too many are fearful of that. And by the way, I criticize 50 out of 50 states for not having more math in the state exams so that we don't have every bimbo who knows how to figure out the 2 + 2 = 2 and they learn how to memorize some math issues like 2 + 2 = 2. You're right, Larry. It equals 4, doesn't it?
By all of my education.
You bet, but it's that basic 2 + 2 = 4 stuff that is taught in real estate school. There's no requirements to have higher standards in math ability. But research is a part of marketing. That's what we want to focus on today, because I didn't know where you were going. I didn't know what questions you were going to ask. I had no idea research was even going to be mentioned, but I'm so glad it was, Larry, because as a top producing agent, I happen to love math. Lucky me. Okay, but I share my knowledge with anybody, any agent. I've trained hundreds of agents who didn't like math, and we found how they could do the research and like it because they saw the results it had for their seller clients. So yes, math and mostly research is a key part of marketing. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley. And yes, I am a full-time producing, working. I work hard. I love my business. And as my wife would attest, Barry works 6.5 days a week, you know, kind of a thing. Most weeks out of the year, and I always have. And by the way, we're in the busiest buying and selling months right now, May and June. And COVID did not stop that from happening this year. It's coincidental that we get our showing privileges and rights back. Some people thought it was a right. Some people thought it was a privilege. It's both. And we have that back in Colorado. And wow, buyers, kudos to you for saying, okay, we want to see homes again and buy again. It's happening. We'll watch every week. We'll give reports in the last segment of our show, which will be with you in just a moment. Okay. Hey, Larry, we're back.
That's right. And Barry, I've got a question to ask you to
sure,
get
sure.
us started.
Interrupt again. Go right ahead.
I'm going to. You're a real estate agent. You've been one for 40 years. Do you have a telephone number? And if so, would you tell us it?
Darn, you asked the second part. Our 8-year-old last night asked me a question. I said, yes, yeah, I can do that. He didn't ask me, would I do it? Okay, but you're smarter than he. Okay, yes, I am a practicing agent. My phone, yes, I have a phone number. And yes, that phone number is available to all our listeners, 303-888-3788. Larry, I want to go into, though, our snapshot. It's a weekly newsletter, one page full of information, and then it comes attached to it, really, along with it, comes unedited data. It's raw data right out of the MLS, and boy, we want to say we have that snapshot. It also talks about our wealth-building company and the wealth-building opportunities that we have. Of course, that's our next show coming up in just a few minutes, 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Show. But Larry, this snapshot and Wealth Key newsletter, one page right now with a one page raw data attachment, giving the raw data in a nice form that makes sense to anyone who will look at the numbers and read the comments, is available, Larry, and that's available with a simple email to us at truth, T-R-U-T-H, truth at barryandlarry.com. Just say, send me the newsletter, and you'll have it by Monday. We send it out every weekend by email. It's free. So put in your email at truth@barryandlarry.com, or you could text us and just say, want snapshot or want newsletter, and then please send us your email. You don't have to send us your name if you don't want to. We'll have your phone number. We don't follow up, though. But unless you want us to. But otherwise, just say, want newsletter, and put your email there, and we will email you weekly the snapshot. But Larry, the snapshot, the headline this week was, holy mackerel, Denver home buyers put over 875 single-family detached homes under contract this 1 week. Larry, our average, as you know it, because you also work heavily on the numbers, the raw data, you put it together in a nice-looking format. You know our average per week in Denver was about 500. We had some weeks under 500, some weeks slightly over 500 during this pandemic period. The Springs, Larry, your hottest market, our hottest market in the state and one of the hottest in the country. We are now exceeding 425 homes, it's up from this morning, per week going under contract when during the pandemic period we were at about 250. And you have a comment.
I just want to give people an idea that in Colorado Springs, for example, that's a 25% increase in 1 week in the number of houses under contract.
How about going from 500 to almost 900? That's an 80% increase. And that's from 250 to almost, it's not quite 450, to 4.25? Huge.
Yep. So things are happening in the market, and they're not all negative. We emphasize that so that if you're toying with the idea of buying or selling a house, go ahead and toy with it. Go ahead and give us a call and let's get going on it.
But by the way, Barry and Larry do report negative items when they are reportable. Anything that shows up in the numbers negative, we'll give you a number. By the way, listings continue to increase. That's normal this time of the year. Guess what? The number of single-family detached homes in Denver market are about 19% fewer than a year ago. That's a negative number. It's not necessarily a negative thing, but it is negative, and we'll report negative things also. Colorado Springs, much stronger market. It has more listings increasing weekly now, et cetera, but that's what happens in May almost every year, but it's only down by about 10%. So did you get the difference there? Denver's down by about 19%. The Springs is down by only about 10%. Median prices. The median price in Colorado Springs. Those of you who track this for years know that the Springs is closing the gap. We're at $365,000 median price for Colorado Springs. $465,000 median price for Denver. This is Barry Miller, longtime practicing real estate agent here with Larry, saying bye-bye for now.
And for all your real estate needs, give us a call at 303-888-3788.
Barry and Larry signing off.